Good evening. I'm Angela Cocott in for Ben O'Hara Byrne. Ben will be back tomorrow night. It was last night around this time that we were chatting with a professor in the nutrition department at the University of Alberta about the importance of fueling our bodies and our brains with a proper diet. She had noted that teachers can easily spot the students who may not have had the best breakfast or lunch simply by their lack of attention, poor level of energy. President's Choice Children's Charity has set a goal of feeding 1 million children in our country every year. Lisa Battistelli is the executive director of President's Choice Children's Charity. She joins us this evening. Good evening, Lisa.
Good evening, Angela. Thanks for having me.
Now, you're probably not surprised by the information I shared, and I think any parent also knows when their child just doesn't have the best food. But tell me, first of all, about the President's Choice Children's Charity, what its focus is.
So our focus is to help alleviate and tackle childhood hunger in Canada. As you've spoke about, food insecurity is on the rise. An alarming 1 in 5 children are at risk of being underfed or unfed. Across the country, that translates to well over 1 million children living in food insecure households last year. And, in a country as prosperous as Canada, we feel and know that no child should experience hunger. And we want to ensure that kids are, well fed, ready to learn, and focusing, being able to focus on their future.
And I think that is such an important point to make because when I was growing up, we were always concerned about the children in Africa not getting enough to eat. So I think a lot of Canadians would think there's got to be a better situation here in this country. But how specifically do you help make sure these children, 1 in 5, are actually receiving the food they need?
So across the country, our Powerful Kids program, it provides children with good food on a daily basis. We also have a focus of teaching kids how to grow and cook. We know that 44% of students actually eat more fruits and vegetables when schools have gardens. Last year, we reached more than 800,000 kids who participated in our Powerful Kids programs, and it was operating across the country in over 3,300 locations, including 2,400 schools.
Okay, get into the details there because I was thinking maybe you're working just specifically with schools, but is it a matter of going into communities in need? How does it look on the ground?
Well, as you know, school is obviously the best place to reach children and to ensure that you're reaching them in places where they're learning, and that's really our focus. As well, summertime is a integral, very important time for children, especially those kids who are at risk. And obviously, when school is out, they're not being able to rely on those school meal programs. So summer programming is incredibly important. So our Powerful Kids Discover Food Summer Program focuses on ensuring that for those summer months, that children, where they are learning, where they're in programs, that they're also receiving, nutritious food every day, and ensuring that there is, some learning loss that can happen over the summer because of those children at risk and how the programs are not running in schools.
Lisa, I want to find out more about teaching kids how to cook because I know families are busy and we know that parents may not have the same amount of time to show their kids how to cook. But talk about that program and how it looks.
It is so incredible. So we surveyed our educators in our schools across the country, and results came back. Over 80% of them were really excited to have some food-based education to incorporate into their curriculum. And so, the growing again, knowing where the food comes from, it really inspires children to make better food choices, to perhaps be a bit more brave in trying the things that they've grown. And then from a cooking standpoint, we have seen it's incredible, the creativity, the passion that gets ignited when children are learning how to cook, essential life skills, obviously independence, being able to, you know, take care of themselves, but as well cook and take care of, you know, the people around them and the people that they love. It's just really incredible how comfortable they become and what great leadership skills you see when you have a group of children in a program that are learning to cook, and how some, you know, are just flourishing and really, really have a passion for it. So we decided to narrow our focus around food-based education and to really focus on the growing and the cooking.
Yeah. How long has the children's charity been around?
So the charity has been around for over 30 years, nurturing, you know, in that time, over 6 million children. A really wonderful story. It began out of, you know, the desire of a colleague who really wanted to help children and rallied other colleagues to have a fundraiser. And that was really how the charity was born. And that was almost 32 years ago.
Has it always been focused on nutrition, was my question.
So originally began rooted in disability and supporting children with disabilities. Our focus on hunger entered in probably over 10 years ago. And then approximately 5 to 6 years ago, we really switched our focus to really be on hunger, seeing and realizing the amount of children in this country that were at risk. We really wanted to know that we could help more children and really start to take a look at what that would mean for, you know, their future and for the long-term benefits. One of our focuses now as well, we're working with the University of Toronto to really study the effects of school meal programs, and specifically to really ensure that our program is really helping. We want to ensure that we're delivering the most effective, the most impactful program. And of course, this incredible research will be available, you know, to all in the space. And that's really going to help to focus again on that impact, to really move the needle.
I mean, it's a natural fit. President Choice, large supermarket, focusing on nutrition, and especially when it comes to children in need. And I'm interested if that's been within the last 10 years. I know 5 to 6 years, it's been more that nutrition focus. In the last year or so, Canadians have been struggling with high grocery prices. Have you seen even a greater need then when it comes to families struggling to make sure they're serving nutritious meals to their children?
Well, we all have been through, you know, specifically, you know, the last 2 years and the pandemic. And we've seen that we have families who perhaps, we're not in the situation that they're, you know, in today. And it's very difficult, to sometimes reach out and ask for that help and to realize with obviously, you know, the economic climate, people are really, looking to ensure that they can take care of all the responsibilities. And so we know, again, you know, with the research and that food insecurity is on the rise, we really wanted to focus on doing that. We know we can't do this alone, and that's why we are so incredibly grateful to Loblaw Companies Limited for the new Million Hungry Minds campaign that is actually in support of us, that's happening in store now until October 2nd. And we're really hoping to rally Canadians to join us on our mission to be feeding 1 million children each and every year. And so going to those participating stores where they can make a donation. Another incredible thing is that 100% of donations goes directly to helping kids, because Loblaw generously covers all the administration of the charity. And that is really important, because people want to make the most impact. They want to join the cause, and knowing that, you know, their investment and their donation is going as far as it possibly can is incredibly helpful.
I'm so glad we could focus on the charity. Lisa, thanks so much for your time tonight.
Thank you so much, Angela.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone.
Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.